December 15th marks the 222nd anniversary of the Bill of Rights, ratified in 1791. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution guarantee a number of personal freedoms, limit the government's power, and reserve some powers to states and the public. MHC Speakers Bureau scholar Dr. Robert Ginsburg offers this closer examination of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights and explains how it has endured.
Do you have any rights? A right is a claim to something for which you are entitled, as opposed to another party's claim, and your right is enforceable by a designated third party, usually government. The original Constitution of the United States does not mention rights. It establishes the powers of government. The first business of the first Congress that met under the Constitution was to remedy this absence of the people's rights. The result is the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Let's examine these opening words of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Whereas Article 1 of the Constitution specified what Congress can do as the lawmaking power of government, Amendment 1 insists on what Congress cannot do. The Bill of Rights prohibits Congress from establishing a national religion and prohibits it from cracking down on religious practice. A double whammy. As an astute commentator on the American system put it, a wall must exist between government and religion. The First Amendment also forbids Congress to make laws that limit rights of speech, press, public assembly, and complaint against government. Yet we have laws that punish libel, perjury, treason, and crying fire in a crowded theater. If we are to enjoy our fundamental rights, must they be subject to some lawful limitations? If so, how shall we apply our rights to the changing experience of our national life? The Bill of Rights is not something stuck in the past, but an enduring challenge. Consider how such rights apply to the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the marriage rights movement. How may you apply them to the movement just around the corner? When you read the entire text of the Constitution with all its 27 amendments, think of the text as if your life depends on it. It does.
Robert Ginsburg is Professor Emeritus of Philosophy at Penn State University and Director of the International Center for the Arts, Humanities, and Value Inquiry, an independent scholarly organization. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as art history and ethics, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.